Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Mueller Steel Buildings and Metal Roofing provide decades of dependability, and we stand behind our products. Hear from Mueller employees about how our customer relationships are built on integrity and trust.
Mueller being around for 90 years shows that we stand the test of time for our customers.
Trust is a gradual thing that's built. It's not something that happens just overnight.
Mueller's done an excellent job of creating a culture where we care about the customer, we care about the products that we're selling, and we want to be there for whatever they might need.
The foundation of the Mueller culture is people helping people. Thanks to you, our customers, we've been privileged to serve our communities for 90 years. Visit us online today at MuellerInc.com. Mueller Inc. Metal roofs, metal buildings, made in America, and made to last.
Well, cash cattle trade has started to trickle into the market in the first half of the week. However, there's not been enough consistent business to establish a good trend. Cash values will likely continue to show weakness from last week's levels based on the packers' limited ability to take cattle. Daily slaughter rates are coming in well below 90,000 head, which is nearly 30,000 head below the general pace for the spring, with plants either closed due to the virus outbreak or running at reduced capacity based on limited attendance. Overall slaughter capacity remains extremely limited. Hog futures expected mixed and limited early trade today. The focus on limited packer buying is creating increased volatility in the market, although the overall current pressure in lean hog values may limit additional liquidation at this point. Although cash hog values bounced higher, the concern is about being able to get hogs to market. The inability for plants to either stay open or run at an effective capacity continues to be a major challenge. On the grains, Kansas City wheat, well, the July is up 4.5 cents early today, staying near its highest prices of 2020 with ongoing support from dry weather concerns in northern and central Europe, Ukraine, and southern Russia. Here in the U.S., moderate to heavy rains are falling in the southeastern parts, as was expected, putting moisture on soft red winter wheat in a region that is already wet. July corn's up 5 cents early today, trying for a second day of higher prices, with help from a 7-day forecast for a broad coverage of heavy rain in the eastern corn belt. And July soybeans are up 10.5 cents early today, still showing support after Tuesday's unexpected reversal. Technically, it was impressive how prices were saved from falling to a new 11-month low Tuesday, and there are fundamental reasons to be more hopeful for soybean demand later this year. We're going to check your futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Well, livestock futures on the cattle, June live cattle down 15 cents, 83.92. August down 15, 88.35. May feeder cattle down 7 cents, 116.67. And August is up 30 cents, 127.20. May hogs up 295 yesterday, 47.22. June down 20 cents at 47.90. Kansas City wheat, May was down 6 and 3 quarters, 4.90. July was down 6 and a quarter, 4.97 and 3 quarters. Chicago wheat, May down 3 and 3 quarters, 5.43. July down 2.5, 5.43 and 3 quarters. May corn up 8 and a quarter, 3.17 and a half. July was up 7 and a half at 3.24 and 3 quarters. May soybeans up 4 cents, 8.34 and 3 quarters. July up 1 and 3 quarters at 8.42 and a half. May cotton up 2.97, 56.28. July up 2.83, 56.14. June crude up 161, 15.39. May natural gas unchanged, 193 per million BTU. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.